Grace is now 25 years old. She lives in the Washington, D.C. area. She's in college, vice president of an NGO. Her mother and sister are thriving in the U.S. as well. She's the subject of a documentary called I Am Grace. She's doing well by all accounts, but still, she's not forgotten about those that are still struggling in North Korea. Grace Jo, in her own words.
Most, like so many children that are starving at this moment, I still remember when I like stay in the orphanage shelter. Every time I sent back to North Korea, I had to stay in the orphanage center. But when I see those children, they have to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning and they sleep at 7 p.m. But all day long, they have to do some work. Like forcefully, they have to work every day. Even physically, they are not injured. They have to work in the farm or in the mountain or like build a construction company or somewhere. They have to do it. So either you are 10 or 12, doesn't matter, you have to do some work. Through those children's eyes, I can see all those sadness, lost fear, and like disappointments, and there's no hope at all for those children. So I still remember their eyes and glance, like hopeless children's. So when I think of those children, my heart is very hurt. And I really wish I can rescue all those children from North Korea.
Grace and her human rights in North Korea colleagues are hard at work trying to do just that. You can hear more of her gripping story on our Target USA podcast at Podcast One, iTunes, and WTOP.com. Search Target USA. JJ Green, WTOP News.